We are currently on the series which is called Our Identity in Christ. Last Sunday we looked at how to succeed in life with our identity in Christ. Today let me tell you that today is the final sermon of this session. Today is the 12th day, it's the final day of this sermon series. And today we are going to look at how we can identify with Christ as we fulfill His mission. Devan thanna a mission nammal engane fulfill cheyana, how can we identify with Christ? Can you open your Bibles to the book of Philippians chapter 2? We are going to read a few verses and we are going to look at what the Lord is going to speak to our hearts. I am sure we are going to end before time. I'm feeling led in a different way. I want a breakthrough in our lives as we come to the close of our sermon series. And I know that some of you got blessed with, some of you told me that you are so blessed with the sermons, and I praise God. Today we are going to identify, see how we can identify with the mission that God has given us. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11. We are going to read this passage. Please follow with me in your own Bibles. Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant, and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. 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 Half the passage speaks about what Jesus did, and the other half speaks about what God is going to do for His Son, for what He did. Amen. I hope you will get some new points to think about. Before we sit down, can you shake your neighbor's hand and say, I'm not going to be distracted. Say that. I'm not going to be distracted. Please have a seat. Let not any thought distract you. I want you to pay attention to God's word this morning, and I believe that God is going to speak to your heart. So the passage that we read about speaks about our Lord Jesus fulfilling His Father's mission on the earth. Father God gave a mission to His Son and told Him, listen, you need to leave My presence. You need to go down to this earth and you need to take on the form of a man, and you have to live among My people, and you have to pay the ultimate price on behalf of My people. The Lord told His Son. It was a huge thing. Why did God tell His Son like that? The Word of God says God loved the world. God loved us. He told His Son, you need to give up your position, give up your glory, give up your honor, give up your prestige, give up your power, go down to this earth. Not only to become a human being, but to become a servant. Oru dasanda roopam edukkan. Pidavaya Devan thanda putranoda He asked Him to do it. And the Son was obedient. Putran thanda pidavu paranjathu anusarichu. It says He became obedient. The Word of God here says He humbled Himself. He became a man, even took the form of a servant, a bond servant, and He became obedient, even to the point of death. Not only an ordinary death, but a death on the cross. The worst death that anybody can get in this world. The death of a cross. It has been proven that no one can die a more horrible death than a death on the cross. This morning in our Bible class, we were reading about the Passover lamb and the blood that was sprinkled, that was pasted on the doorpost and the lintel. That was the plan of God from the very beginning, that my son is going to be hanging on two wooden beams and his blood will be splattered on the wood, that through that blood we will have the forgiveness of our sins. Nammada paavathinte shamikku vendi pitha putran thanda rectum, he shed his blood on the cross, and Jesus obeyed his father, humbled himself. He could have become proud. Jesus was God. We know that the world was made by him. If you read the book of Colossians, the world was made by him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. Ee logathile ellam putran muhandram ulavayada. Everything was made through the Son. But the Son said, Father, I am going to obey you even till the end, till the last minute. And he obeyed God. He climbed, took the cross for us. And today, as I'm concluding, how we can bear the identity of Christ. I want to tell you that many times we are sitting in a bubble within our comfort zone, not knowing that God has a bigger plan. Just like God the Father sent his son Jesus to be a missionary on this earth, Jesus said, now you go and be a missionary. You have a mission. കർത്താവായ യേശു ക്രിസ്തു നമുക്ക് എല്ലാം ഒരു മിഷൻ തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. വി ആർ നോട്ട് ജസ്റ്റ് ടു കം ടു ചർച്ച്, സിംഗ് സം സോങ്സ്, ലിസൺ ആൻഡ് ഗോ. ഗോഡ് ഹാസ് എ മിഷൻ ഫോർ യു. ദൈവം നമുക്കൊരു വലിയൊരു മിഷൻ തന്നിട്ടുണ്ട്. നെവർ ഫോർഗെറ്റ് ഇറ്റ്. ദിസ് ദ റോൾ ഓഫ് ദ ചർച്ച് ഈസ് ടു ഹെൽപ്പ് യു ആൻഡ് ടൂൾ യു സോ ദാറ്റ് യു ക്യാൻ ഫുൾഫിൽ ദ മിഷൻ ദാറ്റ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഹാസ് ഗിവൺ ടു യു. ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് ദ ഗ്രേറ്റ് കമ്മീഷൻ. I have been stressing on that from the time I came to this church, because God put in my heart that the reason why a church exists, oru sabha ee bhoomil sthapikkende kaaranam ennu paranja kartha vannu njan ende sabaye paniyum paadala gopurangal adine jeikkathilla. I will build my church, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And God gifted to the church the Holy Spirit, who will empower us to fulfill the mission that he has given us. Kartavu thanne a mission fulfill cheyan vendi he gave his Holy Spirit. He said, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the world. Acts chapter 1 verse number 8. And so today, let me tell you, we all need to fulfill our mission. We all need to identify with Christ as he fulfilled the mission that was given to him by God. How do we know that Jesus fulfilled his mission? Because you read in John chapter 17, at the end of his life, before he was captured and he was betrayed by his disciples, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he had a final prayer that he prayed to his father. In his prayer, Jesus started saying that, I have finished the work that you gave me to do. Kartava Yesu Christu thanne pidavinodu parnju, enikku thanna a mission, I have completed it, my father. I have done everything that was required of me. And that was completed at the point when Jesus hung on the cross and said, it is finished. Sagalu Nivartiyai, everything was finished, whatever he came for. And so today, let me tell you that we need to bear the identity of Jesus. As God has given us, Jesus has given us a mission, we need to do that. Every one of you children, listen to me. The purpose of your life is to reflect Jesus to other people. We are all missionaries. Maybe you are in a school, maybe you are in a college, maybe you are in a hospital, maybe you are in an institution, an IT place, or wherever God has put you. Wherever God has put you, you are a missionary And you are representative of God. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Never forget that. That is your real role. You may be working for whatever. Whatever work is due, that is okay. That is to take care of your livelihood. But you are truly in disguise a missionary, a representative, an ambassador of Jesus. And so we need to fulfill the mission that God has given us. As I start this, I want to tell you that we need to find our true identity in Christ. Each of you have an identity. When you receive Christ as your Father, you take on His identity as a son, as a daughter, and you need to fulfill His mission. You have all heard about Martin Luther, the great reformer, who was in the 17th century, who was in the 14th and 15th century. He made a quote like this about humanity. This is what Martin Luther said. Humanity is like a drunken man who falls off his horse on one side, then gets back and falls on the other side. This is the fate of humanity. This is what is the culture today. You know, there is no solution for the way the world is going through. How do we engage with culture? Nammal engena mattevaroda kuda engage cheyandi. There are different theories. You know, one thing is what, like Jesus did, we need to engage with the people around us. How do we do that? Do you have to become a sinner like other sinners and deal with them? No, that is not the way. It is not just to enter into the life of sinners to minister. You cannot compromise the convictions that God has given, because with that you lose your ability to influence other people. So there are two ways how you can do it. One is you need to avoid the sins of our culture. You cannot partake with their sins. You look around the culture. There are sins that we cannot be a part of. I stand with the word of God. I don't care if it's the 21st century. We cannot partake with the sins. Some of the sins you cannot agree on. You cannot agree on living outside your marriage and the relationship that this world is agreeing on today. Which means if you see a Facebook post of somebody who is showing with a woman who is not his wife, you cannot like it. You cannot do that. You cannot agree with that person, even though you love that person at all. You love the person, but you cannot love with what they're doing. You cannot agree with a homosexual who is having a gay relationship with somebody else. The Bible says it is wrong. You cannot do it. You cannot go with abortion. It's killing a human life in the fetus. You cannot agree with that. There are certain things we cannot agree, because we are God's children. You cannot do it. And we cannot lie. We cannot cheat. We cannot evade our taxes. We cannot steal. We cannot do anything that the worldly people are doing, because we are the children of God. But we have to engage in missions. So today let me tell you, there are three ways. If you are writing down notes, something that you might want to write down, three ways to engage in mission as we fulfill our identity in Christ. The first way, there are three words with the letter L that I'm going to bring before you. The first is, be the light in the darkness. When you understand the Gospel of John, and you read from it very carefully, there are three attributes of Jesus that Apostle John leads us through the entire gospel. The first attribute you see is that Jesus is shown as a light. As Jesus entered the world, He came as a light into the darkness of humanity. He was in the midst of a light that you cannot discern in the heavens. That was perfect light. There was no darkness in heaven. Jesus came down. He entered into the darkness of this world. And He became a light in the darkness. Today, if you have to identify with Jesus and the darkness, you have to be the light in the midst of the darkness. John's Gospel chapter 1 verse 9 and 10. I'll give you a few verses. It's not going to come up in the thing, but you can write it down. John chapter 1 verses 9 and 10 says, That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. There was the light who came from God. He entered into the darkness and he was the light. John chapter 8 verse number 12, Jesus spoke to them and said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When we follow after Jesus, when we take on his identity upon our lives, we will also be like a light in the midst of our dark world. In Philippians chapter 2, we read Jesus came as a servant, but he came as a light into the darkness. The world was sinful and dark, but Jesus, the reflector of God, the true light from heaven, came down to redeem the sinful humanity. As you see, this light, you know, when you look at the scriptures, there are three truths about light and darkness that I want to bring before you. Moonu kootam sathyangal. Velichum andhagarathinte. There are three truths that you need to understand about light and darkness. The first truth is light, is that light is intended to shine. You know, how was Jesus the light? The light was God's salvation. They Karthava Yeshu Christ became the salvation to everyone. The prophecy about that is given in Isaiah chapter 49, verse number 6. Isaiah 49 verse 6. God said, I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the world. Devam ee bhoomiki kodutathu oru velicham. What? Suvisheshathinte velicham. Oru rashyade velicham. He gave us a light to the darkness, that Jesus would be the salvation to all the earth. Today, as believers, we have also been called to be the light and we need to shine. Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. Ningal logathinte velichama. Kartav nammalodu parnju, you cannot hide yourself in your closet. You need to shine in the dark world. Devam Indian, God brought you from India to Charlotte. Brothers and sisters, not just to have an easy light. You have to understand that God has put you as a light in the midst of the darkness around you. You have to reflect as the light. And when the light shines, you know, you are intended to shine. You are not intended to be under the bushel or under the mat. People should see the light that is coming from you. Let me give you the second truth about light. Light is exposing and some people will hate it. You know, when the light comes, things get exposed. One of the things sometimes I thought about is that, I know none of you have gone there, but some of these cabaret dance halls and all that, you go to some hotels, restaurants, they're all dark. You don't see anything. And only light is put on some places. You know why? Because there is a lot of evil things that are going on there. When you shine the light, everything will be exposed. People don't want you to see. And so, there is insufficient light in some of the places. And you need to understand that light exposes that darkness. And some people will hate that. Nammale logakar, they will not love us. If you want to be very happy with the world, the word of God says you are an enemy of God. Nammale logathodu sneham vekkuvaanengil, കർത്താവിനോട് ശത്രുതയ. There is no in between. No one is on a fence. You are either in the light or you are in darkness. You have to make a choice. If you love the world, what is the world? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. You read that in the Bible. And the world will pass away, but if you do the will of God, you will abide forever. ഈ ലോകം തന്നെ മോഹം എല്ലാം പോകും, ബട്ട് ദൈവിഷ്ടം ചെയ്യുന്നവൻ എന്നേക്കും ജീവിക്കും. യു വിൽ ലിവ് ഫോർ എവർ ഇഫ് യു ആർ ഡൂയിങ് ദ വിൽ ഓഫ് ഗോഡ്. യു നോ, വെൻ യു ഷൈൻ ദ ലൈറ്റ്, ദ ഡാർക്നെസ്, പീപ്പിൾ വിൽ ഹേറ്റ് യു, ദേ വിൽ നോട്ട് ലവ് യു. ജോൺ ചാപ്റ്റർ 3 വേഴ്സസ് 19 ടു 21 സ്പീക്സ് ലൈക് ദിസ്. ദിസ് ഇസ് ദ കണ്ടംനേഷൻ, ദ ലൈറ്റ് ഹസ് കം ഇൻ ടു ദ വേൾഡ്, ബട്ട് മെൻ ലവ് ഡാർക്നെസ് റാദർ ദൻ ലൈറ്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ദ ഡീഡ്സ് വർ ഈവിൾ. വെൻ യു കം ദർ, യു ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് ടു സ്പീക്ക് എ വേർഡ്. യു നോ ദ ലൈറ്റ്
will make people uncomfortable. They will not like it because they are in darkness. And this is what happened with Jesus. When he came with the truth, people hated him. He was betrayed. He was crucified. People were jealous on him. They hung him on the cross because the men loved darkness. They could not stand the light that he shone. And so you understand that when you reflect that light, people will not love you. Let me give you the third truth. Light has a way to overcome the darkness. You know, end of the day, when the light of the gospel, today I'm talking about the light that is shining from you, that is the light of the gospel. When you bring the light of the gospel to others, it will take over the darkness. Have you noticed anywhere? Wherever light comes, the darkness runs away. Both cannot stay together. When you shine a light in some place, there is no dark because the light has shone. The light of Jesus, when it comes, you know, we have to know that we have been put as light. Wherever we have to be different from the worldly people. We have to live a life of holiness. Let me give you another verse in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. Philippians 2:14-15. This is what it says. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. God has put us today to shine our light of the gospel in the darkness. And so when we engage with the culture, there's no option but to shine. So I told you three things that you can do as light. Let me come to the second way how to engage in mission as we fulfill our identity with Christ. I told you first that be the light in the darkness. Number two is be the life in the darkness. Again, the Gospel of John takes Jesus through the second attribute, which is as a life giver. John chapter 11 verse 25, Jesus says to Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. And he asked Martha, do you believe that? Jnana punarpanum jeevanum. Endil vishwasikunnavar marichalum jeevikum. You will live even though you die. Nammalella marikkum. Even if you die, your body goes into the earth, but you will live forever because we have believed in Jesus. So the light is the life that God has given us. The life of breath that he put in our nostrils. John 14:6, Jesus says to Thomas, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. Our hope is to cling to Jesus and let his life come through us. When you speak the gospel to somebody, don't think it is just words. It's the power of God. You know, that can change hearts because there is a life in the gospel. The Holy Spirit works through you and that life transmits through you into the life of other people. So dear believers, remember, number one, be the light in the darkness. Number two, be the life in the darkness. The third way, let me come to the third way quickly. Not only be the light, not only be the life, but also be the love in the darkness. When you turn the Gospel of John, starting from chapter 13, Jesus shows that the love that we have to show to people outside. Don't be critical. We are quick to point out faults at people. Don't be quick to criticize, please. Let the love of God work through your life. Their soul is so important to God. God loved them. He gave himself and sacrificed himself. How much we should love other people. That's a new commandment that Jesus gave. John 13 verse 34 and 35. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples, if you love, have love one for other. Mattevar engane arinjathu nammal kartavinte shishyanmarana? Not because you come to a Pentecostal church on Sunday, because they see the love that you have for one another. Nammude sneham kanda logam kandathu idu kartava yesu kristunte shishyanmara. By this they will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 15:12 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So the love is the main motivation for the incarnation. Kartav nammale snehichukonde, you know, he loved us so much. Kartavinte snehathe kurichu chindikkuvanengil, it is so supreme. നമ്മൾ ഈ ഫിലിപ്പീൻസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 2 ൽ കണ്ടത്, ഹി ഡിസൈഡ് ടു കം ഡൗൺ ഫോർ സേക്ക് ഹിസ് പവർ ഹിസ് പൊസിഷൻ കം ഡൗൺ വൈ ബിക്കോസ് ജീസസ് ലവ്ഡ് അസ് ദ വേർഡ് ഓഫ് ഗോഡ് സേസ് ഇൻ റോമൻസ് 5 വേഴ്സ് 8 ഗോഡ് ഡെമോൺസ്ട്രേറ്റഡ് ഹിസ് ഓൺ ലവ് ടുവേർഡ്സ് അസ് ആൻഡ് വൈൽ വി വർ സിന്നേഴ്സ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഡൈഡ് ഫോർ അസ് നമ്മൾ പാപിയായിരുന്നപ്പം കർത്താവ് നമുക്ക് വേണ്ടി മരിച്ചു ആൻഡ് ദാറ്റ് ലവ് ഇസ് ട്രാൻസ്ഫോർമേറ്റീവ് നമ്മൾ ഒരാളെ സ്നേഹിക്കുമ്പോൾ അവരുടെ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ നമ്മൾ ചിന്തിക്കും. തിങ്ക് അബൌട്ട് പീപ്പിൾ ഇൻ യുവർ ലൈഫ് ഹു ഹാവ് നോട്ട് അക്സെപ്റ്റഡ് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. ഡു യു ലവ് ദം ട്രൂലി? ഇഫ് യു ലവ് ദം, യു വിൽ വിറ്റ്നസ് ടു ദം, യു വിൽ ഷെയർ ദ ഗോസ്പൽ, ടെൽ ദം ടു കം ടു ദ ലോർഡ്. യു നോ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് മോർ ദൻ എനിത്തിങ് എൽസ്. ആൻഡ് വി ആർ ലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ എ ഡാർക്ക്നെസ് റൈറ്റ് നൗ, ആൻഡ് വി ആർ ലിവിംഗ് ഇൻ എ വേൾഡ് വെയർ ദർ ഇസ് സോ മച്ച് അട്രാക്ഷൻ. ഞാൻ പറയട്ടെ, ഐ എം ടെല്ലിംഗ് യു ഓണസ്റ്റ്ലി, വെൻ ഐ വാസ് ഗ്രോയിങ് അപ്പ് ഇൻ ഇന്ത്യ, ചിൽഡ്രൻ ലിസൺ ടു മീ, എവരിവൺ ലിസൺ ടു മീ, we didn't have the temptations that you all are having today. We didn't have a smartphone where we can easily click one word and see all the images that can come out through the screen. We didn't have that facility. When I was much older, we even have had a TV in our room. But today the children have got phones in their hand. Parents, remember that the world is attracting. You can go into so many sites, call the toll-free number, talk to somebody who is ready to take you in and show everything about, you know, get into relationships. There are sin that is attracting. Today we are being tempted by sin all the time. When you go out to the world, especially, let me tell, from high school onwards to colleges, in order to remain pure for God, you have to be committed to be a disciple of Jesus. As a pastor, let me tell you, you know, one day we will be accountable to God, because God sees what we do in our personal life. You don't care about Jesus, one day we will realize what we are doing today. Don't get attracted by the allurement. The world is always attracting you. You know, things that are displeasing to God are always attracting you. And we need to stay away from that. Let me tell you a story about how you can allure in today's permissive culture. There is a famous book called Odyssey, written by a man called Homer. In that, this is a story of two men called Jason and Odysseus. They had to go through a place where there would be sirens that would attract them, and they would be attracted to the temptations. And so to resist the sirens, Odysseus, he put wax in his ears, so that if his ear is full of wax, he cannot hear the sound of the sirens. But what Jason did, he told the best musician, a man called Orpheus, that when we are passing through the sirens, please play the most beautiful song, the alluring song, so we will not pay attention to the sirens. So as the ship was passing, you know, and this man was playing the song, and Jason and his men did not even listen to the sirens, because they were captivated by the beauty of the song this man was playing. And they won a victory. They were not in temptation, because they heard something greater. Today, let me tell you, there is allurement all around. You have so many ways you can spend your time. You can go anywhere and do whatever you want. But let me tell you, let the word of God be your attraction. Let the presence of God be your attraction. Hear to the music that God is playing in your heart. Don't get attracted and don't slip in the ways of the world. Children, it's a very bad way if you take one small step. Remember, you are on a slippery slope. It's very easy to slide into sin. Do you know one thing? I've noticed one thing. These last months, so many people have been exposed. So many men in high authority have been exposed. You talk about media, you talk about the film industry, you talk about politicians, of men who are doing dark things when nobody was looking, but they are all getting exposed. Women are coming and saying that this man did this. You know why? God is letting us know there are sins that are happening around the world. There are people who are abusing the power, but Christ has made us to be different. We have to stand, and our accountability is to God. Remember, we are always accountable to God, who is always watching over us, not only in the church, wherever you go, in your private life when nobody is looking, God is watching over you. And are you fulfilling the plan of God? The only way we can go, and let me close here. The only way we can resist the allurement of culture is to hear the sweeter tune of life with Jesus. The more closer you are with God, the more away you will be distant from the sounds of the world. Today, let me tell you one of the problems we are having. We are drowned. We are distracted. That is why I told you to tell each other, I won't be distracted. Because I know some of you may be on your Facebook page. Some of you may be texting somebody. Some of you may be looking at what happened in Kerala today. What did the politician say? Don't get distracted, brothers and sisters. When God is speaking to you, keep your attention, keep your focus. The world is always trying to take you away from God. The world is always trying to make noise which is louder than the voice of God. God wants to talk to you. From the morning to the evening, God wants to talk to you. Can you just pay your attention to what He has to speak to you? And I'm telling you, God has got wonderful things in store. You know, and when you are in the light of God, His splendor, the sin will lose the luster. It won't be that attractive anymore when you are walking with Jesus. You know, we should enter into the darkness and engage in missions as Christ has always been. We need to identify with Christ as we fulfill His mission. Let me ask you this question. Can you be like Jesus? Can you reflect His light, His life, and His love in our dark world today? Every eyes closed. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. Today the Holy Spirit is talking to you. Is there any hidden sin that you have not told anybody? God has put us all within boundaries. We are all in boundaries. Even in our marriage, even as parents in the family, we are all put into boundary. God has put strict boundaries for us through His word. We need to know that we need to identify with Jesus. This word speaks to us how we should behave in the world. You know, don't fool God with your outward acts. God does not care about what you do outward. God is looking at your heart today. ദൈവം നമ്മുടെ ഹൃദയങ്ങളെ പരിശോധിക്കുന്നു. നമ്മുടെ ഹൃദയത്തിന്റെ അന്തർഭാഗത്ത് കർത്താവെ അങ്ങേക്ക് വേണ്ടി, ലോർഡ്, ആം ഐ ഫെയ്ത്ത്ഫുൾ ടു യു? ആം ഐ ഫോക്കസ്ഡ് അബൌട്ട് യു? ഡു ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ബി ലൈക്ക് ലോർഡ് അബൌട്ട് യു? ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ബി ലൈക്ക് യു ലോർഡ്. കർത്താവിനെ പോലെ ഞാൻ ആക്കണമേ. ലോർഡ്, മേക്ക് മീ ടു ഫുൾഫിൽ മൈ മിഷൻസ് ലൈക്ക് യു ഹാവ് ഡൺ. ഹല്ലേലൂയാ. കൻ യു ജസ്റ്റ് സ്റ്റാൻഡ് അപ്പ് ഓൺ അവർ ഫീറ്റ് റൈറ്റ് നൗ? As we are, you know, we need to be like Jesus. നമ്മൾ കർത്താവിനെ പോലെ ആയി മാറണം. Every day we have to grow up to be like Him. Every eye closed, I want you to sing a song which is a very simple song, but it is from our heart. Can you sing to the Lord from our heart? നമ്മുടെ ഹൃദയത്തിൽ നമുക്കൊന്ന് പാടാമോ? കർത്താവെ അങ്ങേ പോലെ ആക്കണമേ, കർത്താവിനെ പോലെ ഒന്ന് ആക്കണമേ, കർത്താവ് അനുസരിച്ച പോലെ ഒന്ന് അനുസരണമുള്ള ഒരു പൈതലാക്കി മാറ്റണമേ. കർത്താവ് ഹമ്പിൾ ചെയ്തതുപോലെ, ലൈക്ക് യു ഹമ്പിൾ യുവർസെൽഫ്, എന്റെ അഹങ്കാരവും എന്റെ നെഗളവും എന്റെ ജീവിതത്തിൽ നിന്ന് മാറ്റണമേ കർത്താവെ. ഞാൻ പൊളിയാന്ന് എന്നെ ഒന്ന് മനസ്സിലാക്കണമേ. ലെറ്റ് മീ റിയലൈസ് ദാറ്റ് ഐ ആം ജസ്റ്റ് എ ബ്രെത്ത് ലോർഡ്. ഐ ആം ടു ബി സൂൺ ഗോൺ ഫ്രം ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. മൈ ലൈഫ് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഫോർ എവർ. ഐ ആം ജസ്റ്റ് എ ടെമ്പററി പേഴ്സൺ ഇൻ ദിസ് വേൾഡ്. ബട്ട് യു ഹാവ് എ ഗ്രേറ്റർ പ്ലാൻ ഫോർ മീ ലോർഡ്. ലെറ്റ് മീ റിയലൈസ് യുവർ പ്ലാൻ ഇൻ മൈ ലൈഫ്. Let me be like you, Jesus. Kartave ange pole enne naakaname. Lord, make me like you. You are the standard that I need to hold up to. Lord, make me like you. Can you pray to the Lord, every one of you? Can you pray sincerely to God? Children, can you pray to the Lord? Jesus, make me like you. Lord, make me like you. Let me identify with you, Lord. Let me be the way that you behave in this world. Hallelujah. Can we just pray out loud to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be like you, Jesus. I want to be like you, Lord, more than anything else in my life. I want to hear when I appear before you, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done. I want to hear that too, Father.